What else you got? Go ahead. Sorry.
We're starting. No. Okay. I love your vibe. I'm like, this week I need Al Pal back on. I need Al on because I just feel like it's important to establish, you know, my environment, the environment that I love, people that I love. Let me bring in another person I love so much that's so important to me that I just like want to sit and have fun with and talk to. That's why you're here.
Who was episode number one?
Oh, it was Christina Kelly.
I see how
it's not
it
that
is.
I love her I more than you. It it's not that I love her more than you. Love you.
Why wasn't it Sheena Menina?
Love you. Love you all equally in different ways, okay? She was just
I'm not offended.
She also
you don't have to explain.
I know, but she was my first guest ever on Straight Up with Stassi, like when I started this podcast.
Okay. That's
and she's still one of my besties now. Like, you know.
I'll let it slide.
Like that. Sorry, not sorry. Do people still say that?
I think so. Okay. I say it.
We're millennial.
And we're also losers.
Yeah.
We have to ask someone cooler.
Correct. Alex Stafford.
Yes.
For anyone who's new here, Alex Stafford is one of my best friends who I grew up with in New Orleans. And she lives in Los Angeles now. Just like, that's the fucking best. It's just the best.
It is.
When you can have someone that you grew up with that knows all the things about you, you have all of these. It's not even just the inside jokes. It's like understanding who you were at certain like all the phases in your life. And then they're here as an adult. Like that's, we are hashtag fucking blessed.
We are, but you are a big part of why I'm here. So we should talk about that at some point.
I feel like we have.
I don't think we have.
I think.
Well, maybe like in 2018.
In past podcast episodes, in my book, I am the reason you're here.
You are. Take the credit.
No. I'll take like,
I mean, obviously I had like, there was a lot of other stuff that was a catalyst for me living in LA, but you are a huge, huge piece of it.
I just hope that like it all fully works out forever and ever. And you have a happy ending and then it'll all fucking be worth it. Because like what happens if you live your life in LA and you're like, I hate this. And Stassi was the whole reason that I came here.
Well, I have been saying that for a long time.
Not to my face.
No, just
not to my face.
Behind LA. Your back. I haven't been blaming her, but LA is, you know, there's no secret that it's a hard place to live. So, yeah, I've for a while been like, what am I doing here? But recently, I have made the decision that I'm going to embrace what I have in this city and just be grateful for it. Gratitude's the new theme. And I'm going to be here as far as I know for the long term.
No, when you told me that, it gave me the best feeling in my stomach and my soul and my heart and my head. And that makes me so happy. I don't think people understand that like LA, like you hear about it. You hear about like LA and New York and certain cities being difficult. And honestly, you can say that about anywhere. But LA is fucking difficult. It is. It's really hard. You have to deal with a lot of judgment, a lot of not feeling like you don't fit in, a lot of feeling like you don't belong, like people aren't saying what they actually feel, a lot of fucking rejection, so many no's, so many doors slammed in your face. Like it's tough.
It's tough.
And like it's a
strange culture that it's very hard to describe unless you experience it yourself.
It's because there is no culture. The culture
no,
happened
it's a culture
because there wasn't.
Itself.
I know, but it's because there was no culture. So then like the new culture happened because of the lack of culture. Like the negative culture happened because of lack of culture.
There's some Angelinos, like the one over there
yeah,
in the corner.
Hardcore disagree with
they're
you.
They're going to like come
there's after. There's 100% culture in LA.
What is that?
Hi, Hollywood. The development of the film industry, like no, building up the city from the beaches inwards.
Okay, listen.
Hi, shipping, imports, exports.
Lo is from Manhattan Beach. So she is technically a Los Angeles, born and raised, whatever. So
yep.
She's
Angelina.
She is going to be defensive. She takes pride in it.
I
understand. We all take. We yes. And I listen. I I'm a movie magic queen.
You said there was no culture.
Okay.
What about like the 20s?
That's the history.
The silent movie era.
To me, that's the history. It doesn't feed, it hasn't fed into the culture in a positive way.
It's just different than New Orleans.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I think that we were so spoiled by growing up in New Orleans, a place that is so rich in culture.
Okay.
That fair. Everywhere else seems blasé to us. And we're not giving LA a fair chance.
Yeah, I've given it a fair chance. No, I love LA. I love LA.
Oh yeah, you should clarify that.
Wait, no, let me clarify.
You were shitting on it a second ago.
Just because I say there's no culture, I guess I just don't like the culture, but
you
love LA.
Shit on it all the time.
I fucking love living here. I love Los Angeles. I love my house. I love like the life that I've built for myself here. I love the people I surround myself with here. I love Los Angeles. And I am obsessed with Universal Studios and going on lot, like movie lots and that whole fucking thing. If I could, I would go walk around Hollywood Boulevard and Grauman's Chinese Theater and do all the touristy things all the time if it wasn't so packed with fucking tourists. Like, I would do it all the time because
I'm here to see the Hollywood movie culture.
Okay, so I'm wrong.
Thank you. I'm wrong.
I am entirely fucking wrong. And I will start looking.
Are you satisfied?
No, but you've made me rethink it. I think I'm just in this like subculture mm-hmm. of Los Angeles where we're just in this where we don't see the glory of Los Angeles anymore because there are all these little subcultures of Los Angeles.
You get jaded.
Yes.
It's but very like, vast. It's a vast city that's made up of all sorts of different, it's a hodgepodge of things.
Yes.
So it's very hard to figure out where you fit in and find yourself. It's
an
exceptionally hard place to find yourself in.
Correct.
Yeah.
But if we're going to go back to movie magic, motion pictures.
See?
I'm all in.
There's also like surf culture.
I don't want to know.
We talk
about the beach again.
No,
how much we love the beach.
We don't need to go to the beach.
Oh my God, my God.
No beach talk.
No, I do acknowledge it's a hard city. And part of that is because so many people move here because they want to make it in LA and then they leave. And so when you're here for a long time, it's a constant like, you get jaded because you're like, okay, you have all this hope, but like, just wait, come back to me in 5 years.
For sure.
You know?
Yes. Okay. And it's just like people, you're right. I think it's also people moving in and out all of the time so that you don't have the same people around. You get used to a group of friends and then all of a sudden people are moving away because they're realizing that LA isn't the place for me anymore. So you don't have, there's a lack of stability in Los Angeles that is needed just to like be, to feel safe as a human being.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Which is why I had kids, you know, keep me stable.
That's working.
I should get some of those. But on that note, you and Lo are two constants that I've had here that have kept me grounded in place and like given me purpose in this, you know, very confusing place.
That's really sweet because I wanted to say something to you. And I was going to say this at the end. I was going to wait.
Oh, let's bring it to the front.
I was going to wait till the end of the fucking podcast, Epi, do this.
Can't wait.
But I've been thinking a lot about friendships, especially since now I've had two children and how friendships change when you have kids. And I just really wanted to say to you that you have been one of the people that, like, you have made me feel so much less alone in my motherhood journey because you're not a mom. So, like, you don't know what it's, you don't know the struggles that I, like, you don't know, yet you do. Like, you know exactly how to be a good friend. You know how to be a good friend. You know how to come, like, you'll say, can I come over and just like spend Sunday with you and you hang out with me and my kids? and then you'll like help me bathe them. And it's just really nice. And then it's really nice. It's like, I don't feel like I have to act excited. I don't have to be like exciting or change my life or meet you out somewhere. Or like, be like, okay, like, I swear, like, it'll be the same as it always used to be. You make me feel so loved and cared for in your friendship. Like, aww, the way that it, it's not everyone's like that. And it's really hard. And this hot take, a lot of people that decide to not have children are going to be mad at me right now, but I'm going to say it anyway. When you become a parent, you don't have the luxury of being able to do what you want whenever you want. Mm-hmm. I don't have the luxury. This isn't me being like, I am so busy, I don't have time. That's not the energy. That's not the vibe. The vibe is I don't have the luxury of it. I can't like pick up and go to dinner whenever someone wants, or go to happy hour whenever someone wants, or brunch or lunch or like, or pick up the phone sometimes. Like, yeah. I can't like, and I wish I could, but I can't. So I can't reach out to my friends in the same way that they want me to. And so when the hot take is, the people that don't have children sometimes need to do a little bit of work and go over to their house and hang out in a boring way. Like, they have to be like a little bored, you know, like it's boring to, it's a little more boring to be at your friend's house with their children than it is to go meet up for dinner. I am fully aware of that. But when my friends, when you say like, can I come hang out at your house with your kids? It means the world to me, because I know that is significantly more boring than going out and doing something. So I just appreciate it so much. Okay. Thanks. This is an after hours, by the way. Let me say, for the people not watching, or I don't know if they'll even be able to tell, this is not like daylight. This is an unhinged after hours martini podcast episode. The children are down.
Darling.
Alex has a job, so she had to come over afterwards, after work. So like, she couldn't like come record regular during the
job.
Day.
Boo. No, my job is fun sometimes. And by the way, this is like, I love doing this, even though sometimes like I feel like when I watch back, sometimes I never watch the whole thing because I'm like, I can't take it. It's too much to watch.
The amount of people that watch it are so much like the people that most people listen.
Yeah, I will say, like, I get like some little comments after, and they're all super sweet and nice. So,
oh no, because my listeners are nice as fuck.
They are so nice. Everybody's so nice.
It's wild.
So, okay. I know that, first of all, thank you for the compliment. I'm horrible at taking compliments, so I'm just going to say thank you. And then growing up in Louisiana, you know that all of our friends, or a lot of people that we know, started getting married and having babies like right after college. So this has been my, like, a lot of my friends have had babies, and like, I realized that through experience, like, you have to adapt with what's going on in your friends' lives, and the ones that adapt also with you and like celebrate your stuff too, and are there because you're equally there for me as well. Like, if I ever needed you for anything, I know that you would have my back and you would be there for me. Like, it's a two-way street.
Right.
Like, if you didn't give me that, it wouldn't be the same. But we both put a lot into this relationship to keep it going over the years.
Correct.
Do you know what I mean?
But sometimes I feel like I'm where I'm lacking in my life, because you can't have it all at the same time. You can have it all at different phases in your life. Okay. All the things at different points in your life. But at the same time, no. I don't really think that you can. And where I feel like I am lacking, where I am suffering personally, like where I'm not doing my best job, is in the friendship socializing department. Like, I am not there. Like that's not, I don't have the luxury of it right now.
I think a lot of people out there can relate to you. Like, I think that's a natural part of, you know, the stage y'all are in as parents. Like, this is the struggle. And you take the good with the bad. Like, I know that you're an extremely loving mother. Like, you are so attentive and you're there and you've sacrificed things for yourself to do that. You have really honed in on your children and being there with them and having FaceTime with them. And that's very, like, notable. Like, you're in a fantastic mother.
That's the nicest thing.
But also, like, I don't want you to think, like, I'm just, like, I mean,
it's not that fun. But, you know, it's not that fun to come over to my house with my kids. Like, we can't fully even, like, have a conversation because
yes, we are.
Because no matter what, there's somebody going, eh.
Yeah, you're so wrong. We would be doing the same one more time. We would be doing the same thing at a restaurant. Like, it's the same activity, except we're in your living room. And we catch up and we drink wine and, like, hang out with Bo. And Bo comes in and makes stupid jokes. I love it.
Okay,
I sing karaoke with Hartford.
Thank you. Thanks, Alex.
Yeah, if you're ever, like, thinking, like, oh, my God, like, I hope she's entertained. I am.
I do wonder that and worry about it and have insecurities about it. So thank you for making me feel better.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wasn't planning on giving you this compliment until the end of the podcast.
Why was that an end note?
Because I didn't want to start off serious.
Okay. You fucked this whole thing up. And we've now done
serious talk.
God, now I'm all emotional.
No, let's then wrap that shit up. Okay. And, on to the next. I want to tell
you. I love you.
I love you too.
I will.
Now it's time for. Fuck.
I love you. It's because she's drinking martinis.
Oh, it's the martinis. I can't.
I love you.
I can't enunciate properly. It's almost over. It's almost
okay.
Over. And I need a newie. I am fun.
You. Nobody said you weren't.
I've always kind of felt like I'm not that fun of a person.
Okay. And you like your alone time, but when you're out having fun, you're having fun.
I'm not out though, but like.
But you know what I mean? Like when you're there for some fun, you show up for the fun.
Thanks.
Do you know what I mean?
I think. I don't know. I hope.
Like, you're like, yeah, we're here. And
Bo told me the other day that he thought I was fun.
Yeah.
And it was wild.
Yeah, this is a theme.
And I was just like, I am. Like, it would never be something I led with when people, you know, you have to fill out those questions, like, you know, 10 traits that you would define yourself. I don't know. When you, like, meet with a therapist or some shit. I don't know. I feel like I've had to, like, fill those out before. And fun would never have been
on your list.
On my list, like, of where, like, I felt like I had strength in, and it just feels good to have two people in 1 week tell me that I am fun.
Okay, anyone that enjoys going to theme parks on the reg is fun.
Or
psycho.
Yeah.
Well, psycho fun.
Or, yeah, like, fucking
she's
nerd.
Crazy
questionable
she's crazy fun crazy cool
but like
fun.
It's a different I agree with you. Yep, I'm here again talking about liquid IV, one of my favorite things in the whole world. Drink two of them a day, not joking. Let's talk about hydration and how it's really, really important. Okay, that's just a thing, known thing. With liquid IV, you are hydrating yourself like 2 times the amount of if you were just drinking regular water. Like, take a bottle of water. If you add liquid IV to it, it's like drinking 2 bottles of water. And it's 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink. There's no artificial sweeteners, 0 sugar, 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. Yeah, I drink 1 in the morning and I try and space it out all day. And I drink 1 right before I go to bed because, like, that's literally the only way I know how to live. I've done this for years. It makes me drink more water. My favorite flavors... passion fruit was my favorite for forever. Then when I was pregnant, I found out that they had sugar-free. They created sugar-free. So now the sugar-free peach is my second favorite. Or tied. It's tied. But think about it. Hydration. You guys, when you're working out, when you're traveling, when you're hungover. Oh my God, I'm telling you. If you get hungover, liquid IV in the morning, so helpful. I have a pack of Liquid IV with me almost at all times. Like in, I find them in almost every purse I have. When I travel, they have to be in my luggage. I will take a full bag of Liquid IV on trips with me or else I panic. I should own Liquid IV at this point. You know, it's ridiculous. So however you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV hydration multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Stassi at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Stassi at liquidiv.com. When Harvard got to the age where I realized she should be taking vitamins, I like fully panicked. I'm like, what do I give her? Like the stuff that I used to take when I was a kid is basically just like candy in disguise. Like there's just so much sugar. There's unhealthy chemicals. No one was checking stuff back then. So now I'm like, I'm an adult. It's however many years later. And I'm like, what's out there? Luckily, I was introduced to Hiya. Could not be happier. Okay. If you are someone, a parent looking for vitamins for your children, look no further. Hiya, it's the pediatrician approved super powered chewable vitamin. This is what Hartford loves. She asks for it every day and night. She says vitamine because that's vitamin in Italian and she runs around asking for it. So she loves the taste and we know everything that's in it. It's supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, everything to support your kid's immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and it's non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, everything else you can imagine. So you can feel good about like doing the right thing when you're giving your kids vitamins. I also love that when you sign up for Hiya, you get these cool little bottle at first with your first order, and then they send you eco-friendly refills every month. And the bottles are really cute. It's like we have a yellow one and we have like a blue one. And it's like kind of chic. So we've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. Receive 50% off your first order. So to claim this deal, you must go to HiyaHealth.com/Stassi. This deal is not available on the regular website. So go to HiyaHealth.com/Stassi and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. It's spring. It's in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too? Do you want them to be blooming? Let's talk about Chime and the Credit Builder credit card because, y'all, I have said this over and over again, the importance of credit, having good credit. I cannot stress it enough. Do you want to buy a car, a home? You need good credit. And I feel like millennials, like we weren't taught that, you know, like my 20s, I wish I would have known a little bit more about credit. That's why I'm really excited to talk about the Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. So there's no annual fees, interest, or credit check to apply. So you build a credit by using your own money. So when you open up a Chime account, it's basically like a little bank account, and you also can get the Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Besides that, you can get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, and they have a Spot Me thing where you get fee-free overdraft up to $200. Like, I remember the days of overdraft. That was the worst. So this is just such a good situation in order to build your credit. Be a little more financially responsible. Think about the things that you want to buy, purchase, the things you want to achieve. This is the year to do it, okay? So with Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/Stassi. That's chime.com/Stassi. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank NA or Stride Bank NA, members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out of network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. No, I agree with you about the theme park thing. I forget what I talk about the good, the bad, like on the good, the bad, the baby, and on Not Straight Up with Stassi. On my podcast and on my personal podcast. But theme park people, like I've been shamed for it a tad.
Really?
By people I know personally, family members.
Well,
not immediate family members.
Like, fuck them? I don't know.
Not, but like, not in like a way that like, made, joking wise.
Oh, like just in a loving way?
Yeah, in a loving way. Made me realize, it is kind of losery that I love to go to Universal Studios and Disneyland as much as possible. And I've gone and got my own Harry Potter wand and we bring the wand with us to Universal Studios. It's not the coolest when you think about it. When you sit back, when you rise out of your body, okay? And you look back down at the situation, you're like, not that cool.
Loser.
Loser.
Okay, when you put it like that, yes, I have to agree with you. I also might not be the best person to agree with you on this or to have this conversation with, because until you put it that way, I was like, you're not, like, you're so cool. Like,
oh, I was cool until
just now.
Until now.
No, I'm like, oh no, you are so fun. Like you like to do that. Like, I don't have enough energy for that. And so you put it like, described it like that. And then I can see like why, like, but we've always been nerds.
Okay. Well, can I explain?
So is along the lines of that authentic nerd. Leaning into the nerd stuff that we were in high school.
Yes.
Remember, we were the nerds.
Correct.
Like, we were the theater nerds.
Let me explain.
Okay.
Let me defend, because if there's anybody out there, and if there's anyone out there feeling insecure about the fact that they are a Disney adult, this is the thing. Disney adults, and this is what I love about them, including myself, because I think I'm one of them, it's that it's two things. It's like, first of all, it's that vibe of like not being too cool for school. Like you can let, like, it's the way, like,
you can let your freak flag.
You can
fly.
Let, yeah. Like you have that ability to just be like, who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? You know, I was giving Christina Kelly a hard time about this last week. The first Epi.
She won't do a costume
for a Halloween party. And I'm like, Christina, this is your fatal flaw, that you will not lean into, you won't wear she'll wear a costume, but it's like a cat suit, a sexy, like, you know, like an easy cat suit. Like, yeah. She does not like it. She doesn't enjoy it. And I'm like, but do you think it's because you won't like allow yourself to just be uncool?
It's martini time.
It's martini time.
Is it here?
It's here.
Oh,
just come on in.
I love this. Bo, awesome. What a freaking gentleman.
Andy. It's glorious. Thank you.
I really love what you've done here.
Thank you,
sir. You've done wonders.
What's next? Hold on. I just want to finish up on Disney adults. Okay. Christina Kelly. She she's a triple Virgo. So I actually think she just doesn't have a fucking freak flag. I'm not joking.
What this means.
She doesn't have a freak flag.
Triple Virgo?
She's a triple Virgo.
Is that like her rising moon?
And her rising and her moon.
Don't act like you don't know what that is.
They're all Virgo.
I don't know what they mean. I know everybody has like a rising, a falling.
No. Mm-mm. It's a rising and a moon and some other things.
There's no falling.
But the three things are your main, rising, and moon. She's a triple Virgo. Which means,
is that even possible?
Apparently.
It obviously it is.
Because you're a double Leo something or other.
No, I am.
Okay.
So this I just think that she is just inherently soulfully cool. You know?
Like that is her.
She just is.
And this
Virgos
whole time.
Are like very organized, detail oriented, like.
She is.
There's just something about her that she's
the life that you see on her Instagram. It's not just curated. It's not
like,
just
that's
that.
Her.
That's literally lives. Her.
And this whole time you were like, maybe she's hiding. Maybe she's keep holding back.
No, and I think if I took her to Universal Studios, she'd be like, what the fuck are we doing here?
No, she'd set up her tripod and then walk across it in her beige outfit.
Yeah. Or that, you know?
I I actually think that you should bring Christina Kelly to Universal and just see how it goes. Like, I think that would be some really good content. Just
that's actually a great idea.
Yeah, I think you should do it.
So besides this, that first part of Disney, yes, Disney adults, where it's like, okay, you're letting your freak flag fly. Like, that's you're leaning into the fact that you don't give a fuck. Okay, mm-hmm. But then the second part of this is that when you go into Disneyland or Universal Studios, you're letting the reality of your life, the like problems in the world, disappear for a second or a day.
Because it's like a fake world.
It's a fake world. Yeah. So it's people just like you're able to just fully be like, whatever's going on in the world, any problem you're having in your life, you can put your phone away. It's an excuse to put your phone away, not focus on that, because you have to just ride the Harry Potter ride.
Gotta do it. That's actually one of the best rides I've ever been on.
I fully agree with you.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. You go on this ride and you can leave all your troubles behind.
It's not even a ride. It's an experience.
I understand that.
Yeah.
And so that is why I will defend us Disney amusement park adults until I die. How did we get here? I don't know. I have not even started talking about any of the things that I wanted to talk about. Okay. Well,
but wait, one more note. I have my Harry Potter wand because before I moved to LA, when I was just here visiting, didn't know if I was going to stay for good, you said, let's go to Universal Studios. And you brought me there. Mm-hmm. We got soaked by the freaking Jurassic Park ride. We had to buy clothes in the gift shop because we were so soaked. And then we went to get my wand and I still have it. Six and a half years ago.
I have my original wand.
Okay, but the significance is that I was with you when I got it. And it wraps up in this theme we're talking about of us being dweeb dorks.
Love.
Nerds.
This.
Yeah.
Love this. I also love that just so many people in my life now have Harry Potter wands because of me.
Oh, wait. Really?
Yes.
I just got one.
Oh,
Bo just did hers.
That's right.
Bo has one.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Hartford has one.
She has one.
Hartford went in and said, I want a Princess Aurora wand. And the dude looked at her and said, I have one for you. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Just so happens there is a pink crystal wand at Harry Potter.
And he knew where it was on the big wall.
Well, of course, because that's what he does. He like sorts the wands for people.
But
no,
there's
shit.
Like a freaking whole goddamn wall.
You guys, I will get it. Like, I feel like okay. At some point I need to do a separate podcast episode about Hogwarts.
That's it. About Hogwarts.
Let's just do it tonight. Let's knock it out.
No, but for real.
Because
it's not just the wands. It's not just the park at Universal Studios. It's not just like which house you're in. You know, there's like so much. Like there's so much to talk about that like you couldn't possibly like get it in.
Are you looking at me when you're saying this stuff? Because do you know who you're talking to?
I know.
Do you remember our like a lot of our friendship was founded on Harry Potter?
Yeah, I know. I remember. No, like, it's like growing up in New Orleans.
Don't just glaze over it.
No, I know. Like what we would do on a Friday night, preteens. It's like on a Friday night, you go to Clearview to go see a movie. Like, that's what you do.
When you weren't working at PJ's.
What's Clearview?
It's a mall.
Mall, like, yeah.
Where they had a movie theater.
Where they had a movie, yes. And it's like, that's where you went and hung out. And I worked at, and so did you.
I didn't work at PJ's.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Who did I get a job?
Mallory.
Yeah, I got her a job there. Yeah, I worked at the coffee shop. Shout out to PJ's. That's what it was called.
PJ's.
PJ's Coffee Shop. I worked there during high school at Clearview Mall, where the movie theater was, where we would all hang out. And I had $20 every weekend. My parents gave me $20, which now that I'm looking back on it is nothing. It's like, you guys, why didn't you give me more?
No, like a movie was probably $5.
You think?
Yeah.
I think it was more than that like then.
Already?
Like $10.
All I could afford was to like go get the movie ticket. So like we'd go see a movie and then either get a coffee or get a smoothie from Smoothie King.
I think my parents gave me less than that.
You think?
Yeah, because I never remember having enough for like more stuff after that.
Well, no, I never had enough for more stuff. But no. Remember, sometimes we would go to dinner before a movie.
Yeah.
How the fuck did we have dinner?
There were no.
I was given $20 a weekend.
Yeah, there was no debit credit cards or anything.
No, we just had to like hand over some.
I do remember like putting our cash together and like counting it out.
Like the way that like I've been a server. If a bunch of teenagers walked into Sir and did that to me, I would have lost my mind. I want to like send like a Zelle, a $50 Zelle. To every server that ever had to serve me when I was a teenager.
That's part of the job. You take the good with the bad.
I like your optimism.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, that's where we watched Harry Potter.
Wow.
Full circle.
We got there. Okay. What I really wanted to talk to you about. Okay. I saw an article today.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
That some things are coming back.
What?
In fashion.
Oh.
What do you mean? What did you think were coming back?
Ghosts? I didn't know.
What do you mean?
The way you pause in between.
like, who would be, what would be coming like, back? That
there
could
was
scare
a big
you?
Lead up.
Do you want to take a guess? Take a guess.
Of what's coming back in style.
Yeah, what's coming back in style that you wouldn't think. That you wouldn't think. That you'd be like, oh, that's new. This might take you too long.
I hope it's not gaucho pants because those suck.
No.
You're warm.
It's in the pants area?
It's in the pants.
Yeah.
Please say not cargo pants.
Those have been in.
No, those were.
They have,
you're right. I have been seeing those.
Everyone with the fucking cargo pants.
Dude,
get the fuck out of here.
The fashion industry is so
lost.
Is so lost. Desperate right now. They
cargo.
They ran out of stuff.
No, the fact that like the hottest like Gen Z people, all the girlies are all everyone in their 20s and earlier 30s are wearing cargo pants. Get out of here.
That's so messed up. And then there's like cargo skirts coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me started either.
I'm going to tell you what I saw.
One more guess. I'm going to say I just had it. Is it capri pants? Because I'm wearing some right now. These are yours though.
You saw.
Is it capri pants?
You saw my list.
What else are they called?
What do you call
pedal pushers?
Yes.
I'm wearing the ones you gave me.
Those are not, Alex. First of all, I'm so annoyed that you think that those are capri pants or pedal pushers. Okay, they're not.
What are they?
Those are just cropped pants. Okay. Those are just a little bit cropped above the ankle. You don't be fucking fooled.
Maybe
and do
on
not
you.
Fool my listeners right now.
Don't
you are not
fool them.
You are not sitting here in pedal
pushers.
All right,
just get on with it.
Okay. Capri pants.
Like from Limited 2.
Cut under the knee.
Fuck that.
Right below the knee.
Fuck it.
Are coming back. And
let's
set this place on fire. No, hold on. No, I have mixed feelings. I am so fucking torn.
Where did you see this?
I think it was like Vogue.
I'll show you.
Anyway. No, I'm not.
I have such
conflicting feelings because
it was Elle
magazine.
Oh, wait, those look cute.
Don't show her. Just don't show her.
Oh, no, okay. Those aren't cute.
This is the thing. No. Two things. This is like a two things themed episode, I guess. Two points I have to make. This is what's making me conflicted. First of all, when we were 12, 13, 11, 14, those years, all we lived in were pedal pushers.
I remember yours and I was so jealous of them.
Why? What did they look like?
They were cute.
But explain them in detail.
They were fucking exactly like that picture. and you would wear them when you would be do Spice Girls, and you would like dance in them.
Are you being serious right now?
Yes.
You know, she's being serious right now.
What do you mean?
But like, yeah. Do they have like a pattern? Did you, because I had them in like,
you had a lot of them.
I had a lot
and
of
I
them.
Was jealous because I only had like one or two pairs.
I
and I wanted more, but my mom wouldn't take me to limited two. And so I just had to be like live vicariously through you and be secretly jealous of your goddamn collection of pedal pushers. Everything. And you would dance around in them. And I'm like, motherfucking bitch got them cute
pedal pushers.
My mom didn't take me to limited two either.
It makes you feel yeah, not enough. Like once a year.
Yeah, only
not
once.
Enough. Like the one pair I had stains on it. I couldn't wear them enough. And then, yeah, you were just fashionable all the time.
I was just always a fashionista. What
you
can I
really
say?
Were.
No, like now that I'm thinking back on it, maybe I was.
You were. You were always setting the trends.
Wait, are you fucking with me? Because you seem so earnest. Like, what overly are you, earnest
what
right
now.
What
are you even talking about? You know it's true.
No. I think I could, like, set, like, emotional mental trends. What? But, like, not fashion
is that
trends.
Your weird.
What are you even talking
is
about?
Is that your
right
weird
now?
Stuff?
Like, when I would do the Spice Girls thing.
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't be like, okay, we're going to do like a Spice Girls movement. And then the next year, I'm like, we're going to do a Rockefeller Skank movement. And then the next year, I'm like, wait, you don't remember that?
Those words sound
it's
familiar.
It's the song from She's All That.
Right now.
Right about now.
The fuck? That's exactly what I was thinking of just now before you said it. I was like, you would do the dance. When I was describing you dancing, you were doing that in my mind just now with the fucking pedal pushers
right.
on.
Okay. I never
do you have
thought-
a baby blue pair?
I did. I had one.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
That's on theme for yeah. who I am as a human being. That's great. Yes. This is the thing.
She's always been authentic, y'all.
Alex, like, I'm thinking back on it. It's like I never thought of myself as a fashion queen, but literally every year I was like, all right, guys. All right.
What?
Peers. All right, my peers, my fellow students and friends, what's going to be the new theme for this?
You were
this fair. What is going to be the new theme for this thing this year? Okay, I guess I have to run for student council president. I guess I'm going to have to win it.
I remember that.
I did.
I remember that. You ran against Chris Groh, didn't you?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who I ran against.
I was his campaign manager.
I won.
Why weren't you her campaign manager?
She didn't need one. She was good to go.
Did you pay her before this podcast to say that?
Handedly won the election.
But like, for real? Y'all, I have become so obsessed with Quince. I am in my luxury items era. Like, I'm in my wanting less, but I want the things I have to be better era. Okay. And Quince has just been my absolute go-to, especially, I mean, God, if you go to their website, it's all of the classics. It's all of the basics that you need in the most luxurious, like high quality fabrics. They even have jewelry, like the ring that I wear around my middle finger. It's this gold croissant diamond pavé, like obsessed. I got it from Quince and everything is for like a fraction of the price. Like all of my cashmere sweaters, all of them. Okay. They are from Quince. They're like $50. That's nothing. Are you talking like 100% Mongolian cashmere for $50? The way that they're able to do this is because Quince partners directly with like the top factories. So they're cutting out the cost of the middleman and passing the savings on to us. So instead of like marking the prices up the way that other, you know, websites or distributors of clothes do, they're not doing that. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I freaking love that. Okay. Seriously, go look at the jewelry, go get my ring, the cashmere sweaters, incredible. Go to quince.com/Stassi for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Indulge in affordable luxury, okay? That's quince.com/Stassi to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Stassi. Let's talk about Hinge, because one of my favorite things to do with my single friends is go through their profile and help them, you know, choose people. The thing that I love most, I've found, like, by seeing like all of these apps, the thing I love most about Hinge is there's so many different prompts. And instead of just like your standard bio, like, and photos, like, this is who I am, they have like an interesting take on everything. So like, they'll have like, my typical Sunday. What's my typical Sunday? You can answer that. They'll have pick the most underrated, and then they'll like give a list of movies. And then so you can pick that. And then by having these prompts, it's like good icebreakers and conversation starters instead of just like your typical bio. And they also have, like, I love this, my best friend's take on why you should date me. Because sometimes you like don't really know your own green flags, you know? So it makes not only like the process easier because your friends can get involved and help you out, but then your friends, they know how to hype you up. They know, you know, your best qualities, your best traits. And I think that that's just really cool that Hinge does that. They also do voice notes, which is so important because like the sound of somebody's voice, like you're going to have to like be around that for a really long time if you get in a relationship. So to be able to hear somebody's voice on a voice note, so ideal. And then another one of my favorite prompts that they have is let's debate this topic. And one of the examples was, are hot dogs sandwiches or are they their own thing? Like, icebreaker, what? I just think it's absolutely genius. So if you are looking to get into a relationship, looking to date, Hinge is the dating app that is designed to be deleted. So download Hinge and try voice prompts today. Try it with your friends. Then find someone worth deleting the app for. The fucking confidence that I had as a child, now that I think back on it, is wild.
It's giving Hartford.
No, it's wild. It's actually wild that I'm just like, well, obviously I'm going to do this. Obviously I got to make these decisions for everyone. Obviously I got to do. But the pedal pushers is what really is making me realize the extent of my influence.
Okay, that wasn't you. Like, they put it.
Don't take it back.
No. It was. You were always whatever was new in trending.
Yeah. No,
you would have it.
Correct. Yes. That really
you were
is,
up to date on the fashion.
That's
trends.
Really what it is. I have never created anything fashion wise. You guys, for real.
In your adulthood, for sure.
No. I know this about myself growing up. Like, I look back on the things that we used to wear back then. Like, Abercrombie t-shirt with jean shorts and then Doc Martens.
Yep.
And then it graduated to, which I never went into this. Hold on. I never did this. A North Face jacket with the Doc Martens and a Coach crossbody. A Coach crossbody purse. Not a cute crossbody. Okay. And I literally, that was the moment that I realized it was at Mardi Gras. I think like sophomore year of high school. And I looked at everyone else at my high school in my class, all of that, wearing a North Face fucking jacket and Doc Martens, not in a gothy way, like in a trying to be preppy and boring way. And the same crossbody Coach bag, a sporty one, that I was like, what the fuck? Who decided this was cute? Who? I like had an epiphany that I will remember forever and ever, that like I instantly was snapped into like some sort of like different world where I'm like, this is fugly. It's ugly. It's not even cute. Like, it doesn't highlight anything.
Guess
it
what?
Doesn't.
I remember you saying that. You said that out loud.
Oh.
When we were kids.
I'm a prophet.
And I remember
about myself.
I remember you saying,
this is the most self-indulgent podcast
it wasn't
I've done since the last one.
I remember you saying that. And I remember you being like, I'm no longer wearing that shit. I'm going to wear, like, I have, like, you declared, you're like, I'm going to, like, I think it was like Liz McGuire was wearing like all this like cute stuff on. Yes.
His tracks.
Yes.
That couldn't track more. Whatever you're saying. Could not track more. I hear Lizzie McGuire, could not track more.
Yeah. And you're like, I want to dress like her. Like, I want, she is not wearing, well, first of all, you have to realize that, like, for anyone listening to this, that specific fashion trend, and maybe Logan can verify this, That was specific to like maybe like the South Louisiana.
I've never owned a North Face.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was wondering this.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so we were seeing stuff on TV that looked nothing like we were wearing in New Orleans. I don't know where our trends are coming from, y'all. We can't take responsibility. But
down in New Orleans decided that North Face jackets,
I don't know, but it spread.
We're going to be
like wildfire.
The height of beauty, the height of style and sophistication. What?
Because it's sportsman's paradise. That's what Louisiana is known for. It's, yeah, that's what sportsman's paradise.
I've never heard that.
That's like on the license plate, isn't it?
Yeah, sportsman's paradise.
I got, all right. That just got technical.
So, yeah. So I think that like that kind of attire just went with Louisiana. I don't know. I'm making this up.
It feels like it makes sense. It feels almost mathematic and scientific.
Yeah.
2 + 2 = 4.
It's true though. And so you're like seeing the stuff on TV and you're like, I'm going to do that, not this shit. So you really stepped out of the norm of your surroundings and blazed the trail. Cause you inspired a lot of people in our age group to like want to dress cuter. You really did. I'm not making this shit up.
You are making this shit up.
I'm not.
No, you are full blown.
No, because I was one of them. Shit up. I experienced it. I was the same. I was like, I want to dress cute too. Like I remember feeling that way and seeing you. I'm like, oh my God, she looks so cute. Like I don't want to wear Umbros anymore.
What is an Umbro?
They're like soccer shorts.
Oh no, you mean Sofies?
No, Umbros. Anybody?
Nope.
Anybody in the crowd?
Umbros are.
No. Okay. They're like athletic shorts.
Do you remember Sofies and wigwams?
Yep.
Yes.
You know Sofies and wigwams?
I know wigwams.
Okay. I don't want my daughter to grow up in a world where she has to have Sofies and wigwams.
Okay, that was part of our uniform though.
No, you didn't have to have wigwams.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
You had to have white socks.
You had to have white socks, Alex.
That's what they sold at the store.
No, wigwams, I had one pair.
Actually,
the way that you only had one pair of capris. And so I wore my socks, my dirty ass socks, over and over and over again. Because my parents were like, no, I'm not buying you multiple pairs of this like expensive big sock. No, you can wear the normal socks.
They
did not understand that like it meant like I was either cool or I wasn't cool. Like, and I wonder this about Hartford. What is it going to be the thing that I'm like, no, you can't have that because like, that's ridiculous, which is why I lean into her every urge in terms of like what makes her feel good about herself mm-hmm. in terms of like clothing that she puts on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I fully planned to have like a beige baby, like a beige dressed baby, like beige clothes, you know, like. Cheek OG. I like saw like I talked about this last week on the podcast with Christina because she has the same aesthetic or whatever.
She does.
Where it's like, you know, just like chic, cool, like this like Parisian vibe, like, you know, this like kid, this girl that doesn't, you know, me, what I want to be. Hartford's not that. And so I had this moment where I'm like, I could try and make her what I want her to be, or I could just like not. And like embrace not traumatize her and embrace everything about her that like will make her her. Mm-hmm. And I don't want her to grow up and be like, my mom didn't buy me wigwams. So I had to like enough wigwams. So I had to wear the same pair over and over again every day just to be cool. Like I want her to have what makes her feel confident.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't want her to think that something as dumb as an Abercrombie shirt or a North Face jacket. I don't want her to think that like that's what will make her her because everybody else is doing it. So like this is the struggle of a parent.
She's going to go through phases, but I think what you're doing now in an early stage is great because you're teaching her early on like do you. Like
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Alex, you do you.
You do you. And she is, though.
No, but this
she
is the thing.
Really is.
This is a message.
Hartford is Hartford.
But this is a message that I think we take for granted. Because, like, I think it's so obvious Yeah, you do you. But it's not easy for everyone. And it's not something that comes naturally for everyone.
You mean for a parent?
No, just for people in general. Oh,
to just be themselves.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is why
it's very hard to do.
You see everyone in North Faces. But and that, Coach crossed body bags before Coach was cool again. Okay. Because it is, it's cool now. Coach is cool now again.
I wrote that down while we're talking.
But yeah, it is. No, I know Coach is cool now.
Yeah.
But like, I just like can never like get over just that experience. That I, and also just like FYI, like I got one. I got a Coach cross body bag. Like I did the damn thing. I never bought a North Face jacket, but I tiptoed. I tipped my toe into that area with the Doc Martens and the
we
Coach
crossbody. We had to have Doc Martens for our uniform.
Did we really, though?
Yes.
Okay.
The brown ones.
Fine. I bought a crossbody Coach, whatever, bag.
I wear Doc Martens now, though, too.
You're so alternative.
No, I mean...
That's so cute.
Okay.
I just think that you think... In essence, like you hear this all the time, like you do you, do your own thing, be your own person, do what works for you, do the makeup that works best on your face, like wear things that work for your body type. Like you, we hear all this messaging, but at the same time, we are literally all following the same fucking trends, myself included. Right now, I'm not wearing skinny jeans anymore.
I haven't. I mean,
I feel like I have like some baggy jeans that I'm wearing.
Those aren't back in yet.
They're like kind of coming back in
a little bit.
They're sneaking in. I heard.
Great. I have a whole closet that's
Capri. We didn't
dust
even get
on them.
We didn't even get back to capris. But this is the thing. Like, I am following the trends just in a different way.
And yeah, you do it in a way that it's like you're following them, but you still stick to what is true to your style, which you like, which you truly like. Like, if you go in your closet, everything is fashionable, but it's very true to your specific style.
That's so nice.
And you know that I know that above everybody because I've like have cleaned your closet out a million times since we were teenagers.
Thanks. No, it's just like a bunch of fact checking right now. I made sure to say fact.
I guess that's what I'm here for tonight.
Fact checking.
That's my job.
I do have one more thing to say though on the capris.
What you got? I'm wearing some. No. I am wearing some.
So I love the way a capri looks. It's like old Hollywood classic, stands the test of time, that kind of vibe, in my opinion.
I agree.
But I tried some on recently. And I think it just like, all it does is like highlight the thighs, which is like as women, as adult women, isn't what you want. When we were kids, when we were 12 years old, the pedal pushers, we didn't even know what thighs were. We didn't even care. I don't know. I don't know. It was just, it was what it was. You just wear your capri pants. Now I feel like capri pants, it's just like, hi world, here are my thighs. As classic as I think it looks in my brain, and when I see good photos of it, you know, a meticulously styled shoot with like the damn pedal pushers, you know, it's giving Audrey Hepburn sometimes. It's, you know, no, actually, it's just a highlighter on our thighs.
Okay.
Abandon ship. Abandon fucking ship,
unless
everyone.
You love capris, unless then do what you want to do.
I don't know anyone that loves them, though. Like, who... Show me someone.
Okay. Is it fair to say that they might look good on some people
and
not
sure.
others? I would have loved to see what the ones that you tried on. Like, I would want to see, you know, for nostalgia purposes. And I'd want you to do right about now. Like, just for old time's sake. bring that back.
It just, no. It's just like, it's a no. It's a no for me. It's a no.
Where were you? Like, what store was selling these that you tried them on?
Pretty sure it was like Shop Bop, ordered them online,
say,
got them sent here.
I don't,
yeah.
Oh, I was like, what was that chuckle over there?
No. This is not, I don't
really
go,
envisioned I you in a dressing room. Okay.
No, I need to make something very clear. I do not go into stores and try on clothing in stores anymore. this is also not a luxury. Well, like, this is not me being bougie. This is me being like, could I? And even if I did have the time to spend, like the extra hours to spend, I feel I don't like the way that I look in with the pressure of knowing that salespeople are around me, knowing that I'm trying something on, and then being like,
I hate
it. Do you need a different size? They're like, no, I don't, but yes, I'll order it online. I'll be like, no, I don't, but I'm not buying this, but yes, I do need another size, but I'm going to order it online and then return it when it doesn't fit. Like, that's, I just don't want to deal with you. Helen, Miranda, Sophia, whatever. Like, I just stop. Don't ask me. Like, I don't want to deal with that interaction anymore. So I don't. So I just order things online and then send them back when they don't fit me.
And I think that's a COVID thing too. I think most of us just order stuff
every person
online.
Thing.
Nobody likes it.
Which is like, it's the demise of brick and mortar shops. And also, I feel like that's why, not Nordstrom. What's the one that, oh my God, in New York? That
Bergdorf?
No, never.
In New York?
Yes, like went down.
Barney's.
Like Barney's.
Oh.
Is done for. And that's so sad.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Department stores.
Yes, yeah. Department stores, which like, this is the thing. Okay. I have advice for all the department stores out there that want to continue to survive. If you want to still be around, department stores need to be a place where men and women can come to have lunchies, have cocktails, feel a little more included, like enough with the exclusion, like for real. Like it actually needs to be a place that is fun. I remember pre-COVID, the way that I used to go to Neiman Marcus, like as a place, because they had the bar and restaurant on the top floor and like another one on the bottom floor. But like, so you could go and eat, you could eat, you can drink and all of that. Like that makes it fun, but it's not really like that anymore anywhere.
I think the Grove is an exception to that because Lo and I, the day that you couldn't meet us, we were at Bar Verde in the Grove.
In Nordstrom.
Above Nordstrom.
I like that place.
Yeah. That's kind of what you're describing, right?
Cool. They need to hire a PR person. They need to make it more of a thing. They need to get people in there to just like bring the community so that people understand that it's there and it's a place to go and make it more of an experience. It needs to be department stores.
Do you want it more luxurious or do you want it more?
It's not about luxury. It's like making it more of an experience, like where it's like we're going.
Yeah.
Like it's a day thing.
We're going. Kind of like the Beverly Hills Hotel where you're like, go to the Polo Lounge. Like,
yes, it's but a with thing. Shopping.
Right.
So like you get to go shopping. But then you also just have this experience of having lunch and drinks or dinner and drink, whatever it is.
Right.
Or just drinks or just coffee or tea, whatever it is that you want. But it's an experience. It's not just going into a store to buy something. Because let's be real. We're not going into a department store just to buy something that we haven't already looked at online. We're doing it online. So you have to make the experience in person glorious. You have to like make us want to be there and have fun. What the fuck is everybody doing that hiring me right now to run everything? I just don't understand. But this is why Barney's failed. Like Barney's didn't do this. And Barney's was Barney's.
That's true. But there could be more behind the scenes that you don't know about that why they went out of business. It might not be all the reasons that you just said.
Okay. Well, just imagine if Bergdorf's failed.
Oh my God.
That'd be so sad.
No, like for real?
She just imagined it.
That'd be so sad.
No, it would be the saddest thing that ever happened. Like, not the saddest thing that ever happened. Obviously.
Don't cry.
Obviously, not the saddest thing that ever happened. But like, holy fuck. Like when I go to New York, I have to go and buy one thing.
You do?
Yes. Every fucking time.
I didn't know this.
Yes. It's a lot because it's a luxury. Like,
what do you get when you
go? Normally a Chanel flat because I know that I want it and like I, and it's something I'll wear all the time.
But you could get that like anywhere.
Online. But I, no, you can't buy Chanel online.
Oh, you can't?
Unless it's used.
Oh, fun fact.
Yeah. So you have to either go to, you could buy it at Neiman Marcus in Beverly Hills, but they don't have everything that Bergdorf's has. So
they have a bigger inventory
or they just get different things because okay. designers will give different things to different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And so that is just like where I go. And like I always get really insecure when I walk in the doors at Bergdorf's because it's the like the first floor is just handbags and purses. And they're obviously way more expensive than shoes. And then you have all of these like handbag people coming at you, these handbag salesmen being like,
what do you mean they come at you?
Well, because they're like, what do you need? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or they're like, you're not going to buy anything. And then they make you feel like a loser. So then you have to like make your way up all these escalators to the shoe department where it's like, that's where I belong. And I don't dare even walk into the clothing department of Bergdorf's. I'm like, I'm not out here buying $4,000 blouses. Like I can't.
Who is though? Who does that?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I wonder all the time. I'm like, there's no one in here. I've never seen like somebody just comes in. Like, how do you pay the rent? It's insane.
Bergdorf's. How do you pay the rent?
How do you pay the rent? No, Bergdorf's. But it, like, hashtag.
Like literally going to the Chanel shoe section is probably maybe the most affordable section of all of Bergdorf's. Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, because the clothing, same amount of money as the shoes, if not more. The handbags, twice, triple, quadruple. To the nth degree, the amount of money of the shoes, like going to the Chanel department, shoe department is actually maybe the most affordable. Now that I'm thinking about it. And oh my God, I am just like, wow, saving money. You are when I go to Bergdorf's,
just girl math. Penny pinching. No, aren't
I
you?
Really am. But that's what I do. That's what I do when I go to Bergdorf's. And it's an experience. It is. It makes me feel like I'm on Gossip Girl.
When you leave, do you say you work on commission, right? To the people on the first floor that were mean to you.
That were mean to me?
Yeah.
You should. Carrying your bag?
Yeah.
It's a pretty woman moment.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I could never. I don't have the balls to do that.
Obviously, it was a joke.
I know. Anyway, back how did we even get here? It's time to wrap this up.
What? It's over?
It's
we even talked about freaking capri pants.
I know. All the things that I wanted to talk about with you, we didn't talk about. Just like FYI. I had a whole list of things.
I was going to talk about bucket hats, camouflage.
Alex, bucket hats have been back.
I know.
And they're disgusting.
I don't know what's happening.
I've told everyone who wears them. I said, get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Lala, I'm pretty sure, wears bucket. Lala everyone. And Jackie Schimmel. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Am I roping Jackie Schimmel in this?
No, I think she does.
I'm pretty sure she does. Any friend of mine, I say, get the fuck out of here with your bucket hat.
I don't know who allowed it.
I don't know.
But it's
like,
happening.
How does anyone think that they look good? Like, it doesn't, it's, how do I think it flatters the face?
It doesn't do anything for anyone. It
at
is
all.
Not acceptable in our society, yet people are doing it and it should be outlawed.
What's another one? Just I want to know.
Camouflage.
Fugly.
I know. I'm aware.
No, I know. Ugly. I don't like it. I've never liked it.
Camouflage cargo pants.
Are we going to war?
Pink camouflage.
Don't
pink camouflage
even.
Cargo hat, bucket hat. Pink camouflage bucket hat.
Although, weren't you saying not to be sheep and follow the trends and just wear what you want? These people like what they like.
Correct.
You know what, Lo? We didn't ask for your
but
opinion.
But it's not. It's about the fact that it's becoming in style.
Yeah. Like, society is now
society
wearing
is telling this us is that the this, North is, Face this is the
all no- over again.
Yes. Like if you are the singular person, the solo person who loves pink camouflage bucket hats, you fucking lean in and wear them every day. Please, by all means. But when I see that Vogue and Elle and like all the things, who, what, where, all the, like the places, like all and the influencers, like they're all telling me that this is what's in style now. No.
It's gonna be a no from us.
Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm waiting to come back? I mean, and I think I might start it again. I'm going to start it again. And I don't even know if you'll actually remember this. Because it might have been when...
Try me.
Okay. Do you remember that point in celebrity culture with like Nicole Richie, Lindsay Lohan, Rachel Zoe?
I remember that era, yes.
Okay. And they wore these dresses that like... They didn't necessarily have to be form-fitting. Like, some of them were, like, just, like, loose, fabric-y dresses. But they were longer. And they wore pumps with them.
Yeah. Pumps. I do remember that. Yeah?
Pumps.
What about it?
No one's done that since that time. And I miss it.
I was going to say, I thought you were about to make fun of it. And no. I was like, that wasn't that bad.
No. It's a style that I everyone now when they wear their like long dresses, it's either a pointed toe shoe because it's formal. They're like, it's like they make it formal. Long dresses are now formal. No one wears long dresses just like out to dinner anymore. Hear what I'm saying? Or out to just like a party.
What kind of long dress? Like a maxi dress or like a
maxi dress, but don't think of it in the way that you're going to the beach. Like it's maxi in that it's a long dress that's not a gown. Yeah. And they would wear it. These celebrities would wear them with like even sometimes like a slightly platformed pump. Maybe even a snakeskinned pump.
When you say a pump, you mean like the pointed toe?
No, it's not pointed toe. It's almond or even round. Okay?
Almond?
Like it's like a
or round.
Like it's not even
because pumps can be have a pointed toe.
Yes, correct. But like now when I see like people out in ball gowns, they're either it's like the sandal type heel or just the pointy toed heel. And it's normally just for a formal event.
Okay.
No one's wearing just like long, cool dresses with a fucking random round toed Christian Louboutin pump. And I want to bring it back. Rachel Zoe, where are you? Where are you? Rachel Zoe, where the fuck are
you?
Where
is she actually?
We need you. We need you.
Probably lives down the street. I think maybe. She's in LA.
Maybe. I need that. And I just like
bring it back. Why are you here?
Yeah, go. What are you waiting for?
Do it.
You know what? You might give me the strength.
I'm ready for it. Tomorrow, deadline.
Okay.
We need a long dress, round hood pump.
But I think it has to be an event because she's a mom.
Yeah. I'm not wearing it tomorrow.
You could like do an OOCD.
But I want that vibe to come back. I'm sitting here looking at fucking pedal pushers and I'm like, no. It's not about the pedal pushers. You know what it's about? It's about other things. It's about the Rachel Zoe era.
I wouldn't have known about the pedal pushers if it wasn't for tonight. I would have found that out raw dog. Like,
who?
On a billboard or something.
All right, well, with that, so, I think I'm going to end this episode. Okay. Raw dog pedal pushers. Raw dog pedal pushers.
Is that the title?
Yeah. Possibly.
All right. Wrap it up.
Al Pal.
Yes. I love you.
I love you.
Thank you for having me. I feel so honored.
Yeah, we're going to do this again next month.
Okay. Repeat.
Get ready.
I'm ready.
All right, guys. If you want to watch this, you can go to patreon.com/Stassi. Thanks for listening to me. Please go rate, review, and subscribe. Love yas.